It was a difficult game. It's not a, we've played better football, you know, when and lost. But today was about grinding out that result. Wasn't the prettiest game we've ever played in. But I thought the players showed a lot of desire and mettle, and were rewarded for that. And you know, the fans were rewarded for, you know, their support that they've continued to give the players. And you know, all that added together gets you 3 points today.
Arguably the turning point of the game was the save from Phil Smith that he tipped onto the crossbar 8 minutes before Tom Richards scored. I mean, that was a fantastic save and something that really kept you in the game.
I think we've had three good opportunities in the first half that we didn't take. Dan Walker's had, I don't even know how the keeper stopped his shot in the second half. You know, Phil's had a great save and, you know, we've went up the park and scored, but I don't think that was really the turning point. I think that was just one of the things that helped us along the way, and Phil was doing his job and keeping the ball out.
A word about the goal, created from two substitutes, Jake Gallagher with the cross, Tom Richards with a finish, Tom Richards' first senior goal, and the joy and the relief when that hit the back of the net was palpable around the ground.
The boys have worked so hard in just about every game, you know, and they've put so much in, as I say, they've played better but never got results. Today, it was about, you know, working hard and, you know, getting the 3 points, which, you know, they got ultimately. It was, you know, good for Jake to get on the pitch and, you know, have a contribution, and Tom Richards, he's had opportunities before and maybe never had the composure, but that's the composure we know Tom's got, and it's, you know, a great finish. It's a difficult ball to control when it's coming across the box at that pace.
At the other end of the pitch, though, you kept a clean sheet. You were without Jack Savile, Omar Beckles, Luke Oliver, and Joe Oster especially. He hadn't started a game in the league since March, came in and kept a really good clean sheet.
Yeah, you know, as I always say, I don't like singling out players. It's great for Joe coming back in for being so long out, and he looked as if he'd never been away, you know. But it was a great all-round team performance today, you know, in terms of work rate and commitment and, you know, making it difficult and, you know, getting the result. So it was a good team performance. But you mix in that with the fact that Joe hasn't played for a long time, and the way he slotted back in, you know, is excellent.
You mentioned work rate and commitment. Do you think that was really appreciated by the Shots fans today? They really took that on board, I think.
I think they saw that last week against Eastleigh as well. And they see that, you know, as I say, just about every single game they've played here. I think the only home game I can maybe take out of that is the Macclesfield game, where every other game that's been here, the boys have shown tremendous commitment. And, you know, the fans recognise that, and they've stayed behind the players. Although we're on a bad run, we've got good fans here, and they've stayed behind the players, which is great. And they were rewarded today for, you know, the fact that they've stayed behind, and hopefully they appreciate the effort that the players are putting in at the moment.
In the press, we talk a lot about momentum. How much momentum do you get from winning a game like this with another one in 7 days' time?
No, it's just, we look at it as the start, you know, where we've got a victory, but our only concentration is on the next game. And, you know, we take care of that game, and then we look to the next one. You know, we don't go any further than the Woking game next Saturday. But what the boys can do is go on the back of having 3 points, not playing as well as we can, but showing great, you know, mettle to grind out that result today.